You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we start off with how the markets have been performing throughout the day. It seems as it's been a good day for some of our local counters and for the currency dipping below 18.50. But I'm joined on the line by Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, Chantel Marks, to take a look at some of these developments. Good evening, Chantel. Lovely to speak to you again. Seems as though it was a good day for the markets today, at least in South Africa's case.
Yes, so the South African market was pretty solid today. We weren't expecting another strong day after yesterday's gains, but the Aussie overall ended 0.2% higher. It would have been higher had it not been for a bit of a sell-off into the close. But really, that support came from the mid-cap space, the small-cap space, and another really strong day from the resources counters led by the platinum and coal miners. Sasol also performed very well today. On the lagging side, there was a little bit of profit taking perhaps on some of the more ambitious trades around the really beaten down SA Inc stocks. And then the Rand hedges, of course, would have been negatively impacted by that much stronger Rand. So on the loser side, we did see Naspersh, MTN, Prosus and Richemont coming through. And of course, Prosus, Naspersh and Richemont are huge for the JSE, so that weighed on the overall return that we would have seen on the index.
Now, Chantel, some of these movements, as you said, are surprising to see at this stage. Some of them very much a relief for market participants. I mean, I think of the PGM counters that you alluded to. They have been under the most pressure for the longest time, and I think it's very telling that in your opening remarks, you said we didn't expect a second consecutive day. The markets are so used to having such a choppy kind of experience that we don't often think that we're going to get 2 days of good market movements. Is it too early to start being optimistic and hopeful? I know we've got US CPI data coming out tomorrow and markets are awaiting that with bated breath, but we've also got CPI out of China later in the week. Where are we feeling at the moment, or how are we feeling rather?
So as investors, you should always be optimistic and hopeful. Otherwise, you won't be invested in the market. I don't think it's too early. I think the valuations are so beaten down on the JSE right now that the downside is quite limited, touch wood. But I think going into elections, you could still see quite a bit of volatility, particularly in the SA Inc shares. And then, of course, the commodity counters will also be heavily impacted by commodity prices that have been quite volatile. There is also a lot of question marks around the long-term use case for PGMs because of the rise in EVs. And I think some of the support that we've seen more recently is because there are now question marks about the long-term support for the EV market. So it's an either-or at this point, even though I don't think that that long-term how it's going to play out. But certainly it's been quite welcome for the PGMs. I do think, though, that we'll find proper support for the South African market once there is certainty around the outcome for the elections. Markets don't like uncertainty. They don't like the lead up to elections. It's not just a South African phenomenon. This happens absolutely worldwide. And generally, you will see asset prices in an economy, particularly around elections, coming under pressure. So I think the opportunities are there. I think longer term, you can be hopeful and optimistic, and you can start nibbling at some of these really undervalued, particularly the SA Inc shares.
Speaking of being optimistic, Chantel, the Rand dipped to below 18.50 for the first time, I think the first time this year, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, again, CPI coming out of the US tomorrow will be a very telling sign for the US dollar, but the Rand making the most of the weaker dollar at this stage.
Yes, so the Rand is the best performing currency today among the global majors. It's really outperformed quite strongly over the last week or so. I think it is kind of brushing off the stronger dollar that we are seeing right now. And a lot of this could have to do with domestic factors. So we did see that the foreign currency reserves numbers came out yesterday, and that was better than expected. And don't underestimate the impact that less load shedding has on the Rand. We have spoken about this in the past, but a lot of foreign investors are actually sitting with the Eskom Bush app on their devices, and they are monitoring load shedding in South Africa. Load shedding has a huge impact on industrial outputs and economic growth. And if there is a relief in load shedding, then it does tend to filter through to the rand. So that's also just something to think about when it comes to the rand. And then the final thing is that the rand is a momentum currency. So it does tend to overshoot to the downside and overshoot to the upside. And at the moment, we are riding an appreciating wave. So I wouldn't bet against the rand when it's on a tear like this. But obviously, things can change quite quickly once we get that CPI print, particularly if it comes in hotter than expected again.
Higher for longer sounds like a theme that has been playing itself out for this week as well. Chantal, you mentioned the wave of momentum that the rand currently is riding. Do you see this being ridden all the way through to the end of April, potentially, assuming, of course, that CPI print is a favorable one for South Africa? Or do you think that the volatility associated with the elections will start to creep in by mid-April or so?
So certainly the rand will be more volatile around elections. And I think that that's something that we really need to be cognizant of. And it is going to be volatile around these big data events. So I think if the data is in our favor, that means that CPI is lower than anticipated, then we could see this extend a little bit more. But that those jitters, those election jitters will likely come back. And then it depends on external factors, and it depends on what happens on the day. But my sense is that we will see the rand calming down and behaving more normally after elections as well.
Speaking of things that happen on the day, we got an indication of the listing price that's going to be coming up on Thursday for a certain company called We Buy Cars. We're looking at around 18.75 rand for that indicative listing price. Do you think that's a fair price there? And do you think that the intrinsic market cap that it puts it at around 7 billion or just under 8 billion is a fair valuation for the company at this stage?
So this is the valuation that they got when they had that book build to raise some additional capital for We Buy Cars. I thought it was a little bit on the light side. I think the stock should probably trade closer to the kind of the mid-20s. Probably it won't immediately, because I think investors want to get a sense of the direction that the company's in, probably kind of trade through a couple of results before you see a meaningful re-rating. But I think it's undervalued at 18.75. And I don't think we should underestimate the power of that brand. I think that there's going to be quite a bit of interest and buying in the stock once it lists. You are going to have Transaction Capital shareholders get their allocations. You are going to have the guys who participated in the private placement getting their allocations. But a big part of the retail market has not entered that trade yet. And I think a lot of people like the brand awareness. The earworms will make you think of We Buy Cars whenever you hear them on the radio. So yeah, I think that there's still room for appreciation in that price.
So Chantal, what does that then do for We Buy Cars after the listing? I mean, for Transaction Capital after the listing. We already know that they will be exiting We Buy Cars entirely from an ownership perspective. What does that then do for those that are holding Transaction Capital shares and thinking, do we continue to hold these shares or this business, or do we move away now that they've unbundled this asset?
So if you're owning Transaction Capital shares today, you will get your We Buy Cars allocation. It will probably reflect in your broker account early next week. But you are going to be left with the rest of Transaction Capital. And that is mainly the Newton business. They do customer experience management, as well as these non-performing loan portfolio books that they buy, and then they collect on that. There's the business GOMO, which is a lending business. SA Taxi, which is the problematic business that led to the massive decline in Transaction Capital share price in the first place. And you have to kind of assess whether or not the market valuation placed on Transaction Capital after the We Buy Cars unbundling is a fair market price. Or alternatively, you have to decide whether or not you are happy to wait around in Transaction Capital for that share price to improve. because my thinking is, or based on the current valuation, Transactions Capital share price is going to fall to about R3 post the unbundling. So, or the effective date of the unbundling. So you're going to have a share at R3. We've calculated a fair value of about R7, R8 for Transaction Capital and the assets that are left in there. And that assumes a R0 valuation for SA Taxi. So I think it does have scope to give you pretty decent returns. But I think it's a deeply personal choice because a lot of investors have lost trust in the Transaction Capital management team, and they're not willing to wait around for that intrinsic value to reflect in the share price.
That's quite interesting. I'm having a look at where Transaction Capital closed out to date. It's closed out at R9.80. So to get to R3, a lot's going to take place. But we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see how it unfolds. And I'm definitely going to come back and ask you for that valuation and whether or not you think it's fair after all the unbundling has settled. For now, Chantal, thanks as always. We'll leave it at that. That's Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, joining me to discuss some of the market movements throughout the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.